The sounds of a bottom getting spanked and the cries of a very sorry little one echoed throughout the empty restroom. In one of the stalls, Robbie's daddy lands smack after smack on his son's poor bottom, causing the little naughty tyke to cry out and squirm all over his lap. The pain built up so much, Robbie tried to block the onslaught of spanks by using his free hand. Unfortunately for him, his daddy seen it coming and quickly grabbed a hold of him and held his arm down to his back. Angrily, he starts to scold the boy.
I told you to watch your teeth, Robbie.
Robbie responded back to his daddy by howling a very sincere apology.
Daddy, please, stop. I am sorry. I'll be good. I'll do better.
Robbie's daddy just smirked at the pathetic sound of his little boy's apology and his pleading sobs, and just continues to punish his raw backside while scolding him more. Not as sorry as you're going to be, slut. After about 15 minutes of virtually non-stop spanking from the hairbrush, Robbie was finally spent and ceased to struggle any further. He laid limp over his daddy's lap, sobbing uncontrollably as his daddy finished off with a few more blows to his very sore rump. Letting his little slut toy lay there over his lap, he took a moment to admire his handiwork before speaking.
Now, my boy, let's try this again, shall we? And if you bite my dick this time, I will not only repeat what we just did, but when we get home, I will lock your little cock up and force that big toy you hate so much up your little sore slut hole. You understand, Robbie?
Robbie, who was quietly sobbing, just nodded in response. That just was not going to cut it for his daddy, though. Wanting a verbal response, his daddy gave him three more hard spanks to his bottom with his bare hand, which reignited the painful burning in the boy's cheeks.
Yes, daddy. I will do better, I swear. But please, I don't want the big toy in my butt again.
Satisfied with his little boy's response, he tugged on and pulled out the somewhat clean diaper that was laying untaped beneath Robbie and tossed it out of the way. His daddy will have to put him into a fresh one before they leave the restroom, his daddy thought to himself. Picking Robbie off his lap, he placed the red-faced, tear-stained child in front of him. Pointing to his cock, he then speaks.
Well, get to sucking, my little sore slut.
And so Robbie did. With the helping hand of his daddy, his cock was guided into the welcoming maw of his little one. With the cock in his mouth, Robbie gets to work, trying his hardest not to accidentally bite or harm his daddy's cock any further. Robbie expertly bobs his head on the cock, making all kinds of sucking and slurping noises. On a few occasions, Robbie struggled and choked on the huge penis. But with some effort and the memory of the threat of a more severe punishment if he messed up, he continued without fail. For nearly 30 minutes, Robbie sucked on his daddy. His daddy was lost to the world. He was in a state of bliss right now. Nothing like getting your cock sucked by a young cub, especially if that cub is your own son. A few more minutes later, Robbie's daddy started to moan louder and thrust into his boy's maw. And when he hit that peak, he forced himself so far into Robbie that his cock was touching the back of his throat, causing Robbie to gag for a moment. Unloading all his cum into Robbie's little mouth, the little slut swallowed everything his daddy fed him.
Good boy. Good little slut.
His daddy places a hand under Robbie's chin, making the boy tilt his head up so daddy can look at him. His daddy smiles proudly at the sight of his slut. Although Robbie swallowed the majority of his daddy's seed, some of it still managed to leak out from his maw and go down his chin, causing some of it to hang and dangle there in a stringy mess, chuckling. His daddy used his thumb to scoop up the stringy cum and the little that was on his lips and made him open his mouth, placing his cum-covered thumb inside, and ordered him to clean the spunk off of it, which Robbie did so without a fuss.
Eager little one, aren't you? You like daddy's cum, don't you, boy? Of course you do, because you are my little slut baby. Tell your daddy that you are his little slut baby. I want to hear you say it.
Robbie used one hand to rub his still sore bottom, and the other he uses his arm to wipe off any possible remainder of cum, as well as some of the fresh tears away from his eyes before he replied back to his daddy.
I am your little slut baby.
And with that, Robbie's daddy unlocks the stall door, then grabs the diaper bag on the floor before then taking Robbie by the hand and leading him out of the stall and into the open area of the restroom. Robbie is entirely nude below his waistline, and if anyone was inside using the facilities, they would definitely take notice of his very sore and very red abused bottom. In all honesty, They probably just quietly laugh or quickly get into a stall and furiously paw off at the sight of his spanked bottom. Robbie's daddy led his boy over to the changing table where he hosted him up and strapped him in so he wouldn't fall off. Reaching into the diaper bag, he pulls out a fresh diaper and all the other necessary things needed for a diaper change. But before going any further, Robbie's daddy wanted to give his naughty little one another treat. This time, he would enjoy. Spreading Robbie's legs open, he uses his fingers. He takes hold of his little baby penis and starts to paw off his little one.
Daddy, my peepee feels good when you do that. Did I do good?
Yes, my little slut baby. You did good. So Daddy is going to let you make stickies. Now be a good boy and come for Daddy. Pawing his son off faster, Robbie's hips began to buck into the air. It wasn't long before Robbie let out a cry of pleasure before he shot out very little stringy ropes of white cub cum all over his daddy's hands, as well as onto the changing table. Aw, did Whittle Robbie make a mess? What a naughty baby you are. Daddy should spank you again for that, but not now. We got other plans for today. With that said, he takes out a good-sized butt plug from the diaper bag and spreads his little boy's sore, reddened cheeks to expose his little pink rosebud that hides in between them. He then places the plug against the sweaty, clean entrance of his boy's tail hole, then promptly pushes it into Robbie until his hole opens up and swallows the bulb of the toy, only stopping when the base of the plug hits his anal ring. Robbie's daddy takes a good long look at his little slut's position before taking his sticky, slick hand up to his own maw, licking all his son's cum off his hand. After cleaning up his hand, he starts to tape up his son's new diaper. As he did this, he smiled devilishly as Robbie started to squirm on the table, probably from the spanking or the plug, most likely both. Robbie is clearly upset about what was supposed to be a treat for being a good boy, just earned him another spanking later in the day. Probably going to end up being another bedtime spanking, the boy thought. Also, the plug didn't make anything better either. After getting his diaper secured, he was unbuckled from the table and placed back down on the ground. Robbie's daddy took him by hand, and with the other, he held the diaper bag. Once again leading the way, Robbie's daddy led the boy out of the restroom and into the world beyond. Back inside the restroom, in the stall next to where Robbie was being punished and orally molested, a male wolf stayed hidden from the father-son duo. There was a little peephole that the perverted wolf used to spy into the adjacent stall. He not only heard, but seen everything. He also had his phone set up under the stall to record everything that happened. The wolf just hoped he managed to get a good angle because he was honestly too busy pawing off and blowing his load all over the stall's wall to bother checking if the camera got all the best parts. Fortunately for the wolf, it did. The end.